Rodney Cabanis is joining us this morning. I think maybe there might be somebody else there in the room as well. Rodney, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tom?
Good. It's Wednesday, so I'm pretty happy about that.
And there is somebody with me. I got Shad in here with me this morning.
Shadmo, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Tom.
You know, it's interesting. The announcement was made earlier this week, the intention to take ownership of Rent One Park, and I was thinking about this, right? I remember then that was a little more than a slag heap, and I kept thinking about this. I said, you know, it depends on the person. They stand there and they look at that ballpark and know the minors have left and there's no longer a franchise there. They can do one of two things. They can look at that and go, that's a white elephant. That, and we'll never get anything out of it. Or they can look at it and say, what an opportunity. What an incredible facility. I guess we know which one you are, Rodney.
Yeah, you know what? It's an amazing facility. And when they built it, I guess about 15 years ago, they did it right. And it's as nice as any minor league stadiums across the country. So yeah, we can't let it sit empty. So we'll figure it out and get that thing utilized.
Marion Center Project. Now here's the thing, euphemism, you guys have heard it. Black Diamond bought Rent One Park. That's not exactly accurate.
Not accurate. Well, not exactly, but kind of. Yeah, it's all kind of one.
Right.
Yeah.
But you've heard this too, because this is the Marion Center Project. You've got a group of investors here that are working with you.
Yeah, we do. We've got some partners that are, you know, probably have forgot more about development than Chad and I will ever know, and they're helping us out. And I mean, it's a collaborative effort to make sure we get it right and we do what's best for the community and the entire region. So
now there's a story, Rodney, and I've told you this story, and this goes back to somewhere close to 30 years ago, that there's a group of people sitting at a table in Marion. They're Red Lobster executives. I know this is a true story, by the way. And they're saying, we're not going to put a Red Lobster in here because there's not enough people per square mile. They have a formula. There has to be X number of people within square miles of a Red Lobster before they build it, or they won't build it. They broke the rules. They built it anyway. And then about a year later, they were sitting at the same table saying, we built too small.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think when you look at the math, there's two numbers that you add to understand that statement in the story, and I think you guys get this in more than one way, whether it's the mall, whether it's Rent One Park, or Black Diamond Harley-Davidson. 13 yeah. plus 13 plus 57 equals money.
Yeah, it just blows us away, you know, every day to see how much goes on here in this corridor. And I mean, it's just a great place to live. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to go to school. I mean, we have so much to offer here. And honestly, because of our population, people overlook it a little bit. And so we've got a lot of people coming in, though, Tom, and interested in the development things that are going on. And they get here, and it just blows their mind, you know, what kind of opportunities are here. So a lot of things are getting ready to change, a lot of growth getting ready to hit, and there's a lot of people that are very excited about coming to Marion.
All right, so who do you want to draw to Marion to Rent One Park? Because my first thought, I mean, my brain fired. Steve Miller, Little League, Pony League, World Series. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the first thing that popped off in my head, because we'd been talking to Steve and saying, boy, I really want to see this continue at Rent One Park.
Yeah, I think we've made that commitment. You know, we definitely want to take care of those guys, and then you can only guess the kind of things that are going through Shad's mind right now.
I can, because Shad right now, he and I are trying to figure out how we can book Kiss in the show.
Exactly,
yeah, a bunch of them. I've been working on this for a while, Tom. I've been talking to a lot of agents and stuff about seeing what we can get in here.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine and who was wanting to bring Alan Parsons into the area. And I'm thinking, man, that's
great.
I'm thinking Rent One Park, the lights, the stage, that would be a great. I mean, and I hear these bands, and every time I think, oh, that would be cool. And Chad's got one of those hey, I wonder if people would, and you've got some history in this area, so you know the potential for success, Chad, when it comes to just music.
You know what, it's a great venue. They've had some great shows over there, and, you know, it's went very well, so why not just bring more? You know, we've kind of, you know, we've done a lot of the outside shows ourselves over there, and, you know, we were running out of space and a little bit over there, so now with Rent One, there you have the parking and a lot of places out there that you can have some parties out in the parking lot and to get ready for the show, and it's just a great venue to have a show.
And you know what's interesting? It's literally built for it. It's all there. And you know, because I try to stand back from everything I do, especially with a project like this, because I can find myself being very provincial when it comes to these things. Well, it's a small town. You know, will we get enough people? But if you stand back and you look at the Illinois Center Mall, Cocopelli, and Rent One and their locations, you're building a mega business attraction complex. You want these things to all interact, to have their own synergy.
Yeah, that's really what it's about. It's creating a destination, you know, because that's the thing. When people come to Marion and they come to Southern Illinois and they experience what all this entire region has to offer, they want to stay here. You know, I mean, they see why we live here and why we make this home. And so the trick is getting people to come here, you know, and that's what we got to do. And we're looking forward to these projects coming to fruition so we can, so we can send out the message and invite people in. And, you know, that's what it's all about, though. We've got to bring people to our city so we can, let people know all the different restaurants, all the different businesses, not just our stuff, but this entire region has so much to offer. So it's we just got to let people know about it.
So I'm having dinner with Cindy and David Bunch back quite some time ago. We're talking about Rent One Park, and you were part of their plan when it came to the casino from the very beginning, although at the time it was about Southern Illinois Miners and being able to see baseball. I see this as another potential. They break ground on Walker's Bluff last week. The owners or co-owners or partners tell me point blank, one of the things that they hope the casino can rely on is other things for people to do while they're here, and specifically pointed at this location for that being able to help them grow.
Oh yeah, that's awesome what they're doing and what they're bringing, and the investment that they're making is it's massive and huge, and it's going to be great for. It's just part of, you know, it's just part of the whole big picture that causes this region to continue to grow. You got people that keep investing and trying to make it bigger. So yeah, we think the Walker's Bluff development is going to be. It's going to be awesome, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of synergies, a lot of things we can do to work together. And again, you know, it's about bringing people to the area.
Who is the investment group Marion Center Project? How many people do you have? What can you tell us about the organization as a whole?
So that particular group is just three of us, Chad and I and Jerry Barris. And there's actually... a couple of other developers that are a part of some of the other things that we're doing. Chad and I try not to get too in the weeds on the legal, you know, side of stuff. And I mean, it just to put it in a nutshell, it's a bunch of people that are very interested in growth and economic development. And we all get together, we have a good time, we figure out ways to make it better. We travel around to other places in the country where things are going well and where they're getting it right, and we bring ideas back here to Southern Illinois, and we get, you know, I mean, it's a collaborative effort, let me tell you. I mean, there's a lot of folks, not just the partners, but the municipalities around here, you know, the economic development groups, the chambers in our area, just all these entities that have all this history and knowledge and expertise and this desire to see growth. I mean, it's a lot of people working together right now. I mean, we've got four junior colleges in our
yes.
region and SIU. And I mean, Shad and I kind of have a bird's eye view here just a little bit because we've kind of engulfed ourselves into it. But what an awesome view that we see, you know, all the different people working together. And then we see the people on the outside of our area that are working in other regions that don't have the cooperative spirit like we do. They come here, spend a little bit of time, and the next thing you know, they want to make this their home. So that's pretty powerful, and it's going very well. There's a lot of we've probably signed more NDAs in the last 6 months than never would have dreamed possible. But so there's a lot of stuff we can't talk about,
right.
Which is a shame because it's
well. I've actually run into some of the people who either gave you one or had signed one, and they I ask them a question, they just look at me.
I'm sure.
You know, because I knew something was going on, and I ask them a question, they go, I really can't talk about that. What do you mean you can't talk about it?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because other people are talking, and here's something, a common denominator. I heard Chris just sent this in this morning. He says, you know, when I thought about Rent One Park, he says, I kept thinking, what a great travel team tournament site. I have a lot of friends of mine, parents, who travel all over the country, and they think, man, this would be a great travel site location for these big softball, baseball travel teams.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, it's you know how we are, Tom. We kind of we'll make a decision to do something, and then we'll figure out how to make it work later. You know, and it just I don't know if I'd exactly put the stadium in that category. We thought about it a little bit. Didn't have a ton of time though. I mean, you know, we had to get rolling on it. We didn't want to see it go dark and. And because if something sits empty very long, it doesn't take long to lose its luster.
No time
so
at
we
all.
wanted to jump on it, and yeah, so we're getting all kinds of different ideas from people in the community that you know have ideas like you just mentioned, and I, you know, whatever we can do to utilize it and to let the people of Southern Illinois enjoy it, whether it's them using it themselves with local. Sports, or if it's travel teams, you know, bringing them from outside the area. Shad's probably, you know, thinking concerts and again, that brings people to our area and helps them to experience what we have to offer. But
sells a cheeseburger, sells a pizza, sells a soda pop, you know, sells a hotel room, creates a center. You know, probably 5-6 times I've called this Rent One Park. You going to change the name?
Now, you know what? That's a good question. The Rent One folks they've been involved for a long time. They've been a great supporter of that location, and so you know, this all happened. I wouldn't say it happened quickly, but it's somewhat quickly. But when you're under NDAs and you can't really talk about stuff,
right.
You don't get to vet all these things, you know, until last minute. And so that's something we intend to talk to Larry Carrico and Mark Williams and their group. And we hope they will. We hope they'll continue on as a supporter and get behind it. But that's to be determined at this point.
Well, when you look at the speed in which you've achieved this and compare it to the speed in which a minor league team was found to inhabit Marion in the Rent Park One Park, your scales are way ahead of this. All right, now here's the question. Gentlemen, Rodney Cabinets joins us this morning. Shad's there too. The Marion Center Project announced this week in front of the Marion City Council the purchase of Rent One Ballpark to try to make this a tourist destination, a destination location. And there's one common denominator that is, to me, since the very minute this happened, I learned about it Monday afternoon. How do you do it? How did Rodney and Shad take a Black Diamond dealership and buy a mall, one of the best golf courses in the state, and a ballpark? How did they do that? How do you explain that, Rodney?
We're just crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Really think about it. You know what? We believe in Southern Illinois and all the people around here. They've supported us so much, you know, since we got started in the Harley business, you know, going on 15 years now. And, you know, this is Southern Illinois needs to use this ballpark. You know, it was built 15 years ago and, you know, we couldn't let it go. Same with the mall. The mall was something that, you know, that was my first job was roofing that mall 30 years ago.
Wow.
And we need to use it. It needs it's so much potential there, and so much potential in Southern Illinois. It's like let's run with this. Let's just change it into something a little different with the mall, let's say, and let's make something big out of it. Everything that Dave and Cindy are doing out of Walker's Bluff is just going to get that many more people coming in, also. And let's just keep all the people coming from states away and make this a destination where people come. You know, we sold motorcycles in 29 states this year.
Right.
So we have people that come in from all over. Let's give them another reason to stay here for the weekend.
Well, I've got a guy here just texted in, Black Diamond RV Sales. Incredible organization. You might want to mention it. I just bought an RV, picked it up not 2 weeks ago. Very nice. I'm impressed with what they have going on with their whole operation. Thanks, Norm, for that note this morning. Before I let you go, Rodney, what's your response to people who say, how do you do it?
Well, it's an amazing amount of support. There's a lot of like-minded people in this region that want to see success. So this isn't just Shad and I. This is a collaborative effort. We do business in a lot of different states, Tom. We've got a dealership in Texas even, and there's a lot of people down there, and it's great. We love it, but there's no place like Southern Illinois. There really isn't. And I don't care what people say about doing business in other states. We're not perfect here in Illinois, but you can't tell us that there's not opportunity here. You know, because there is, but it takes hard work. You know, it takes a lot of effort, and like Shad said, I mean, sometimes you just got to repurpose things. You know, the mall, the folks that own the mall, I don't think they had the vision to, not the original owners, but the latest ones. I just don't think they had a vision for it, and I don't know that Shad and I want to do anything other than just accommodate the customers. You know, accommodate the community and the people around here and figure out what they want and what they need and try to provide it. So,
yeah.
We give back a little bit, but we don't give nearly what we get in return from the community.
Just
so.
Looking at some of the comments this morning, here's one says, great job in this interview talking about you guys today, saying fantastic energy out of this interview, talking about the optimism. You got another one who's Rich from Heron, who I understand is sentiment when he says, am I the only one who doesn't want more people coming to Southern Illinois? We do understand that, Rich. Here's another one. He says, it's a shame. This is Jay. He says, it's a shame those two have a good time like that. Here's another one. Said, I saw Kid Rock when Black Diamond had their concert. Can you bring him back? and they said they're sending in requests here, Shad. They'd like to see Bon Jovi too, by the
great,
way.
Great. You know what? Send those to me, Tom, because that's what we're trying to do. See what the people are looking for.
Hey, don't feed that, Tom. He doesn't need any support there.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. Rodney, Shad, I appreciate you both. 844.